Welcome back, Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan here, Jay Levin with you as well. Check us out online, talkingpuck.wordpress.net, and that is where we like to host these as well, our regular podcasts here as we come through the playoffs, talking about all kinds of things. And today we're talking about the Preds and Sharks series. Nashville comes home tonight for Game 3, down 2-0 in the series, Jay, after two, I guess you can really only turn them disappointing losses at San Jose.
Yeah, I thought Nashville is more competitive, especially in Game 2, than the scoreboard showed. Yes, you're down two games to none, but I think there is some momentum that Nashville can take out of that Game 2. And also remember, I mean, it was just 2 weeks ago that Nashville is coming home 2-0, so if any team understands how quickly a 2-0 series can change, it's definitely these guys here in Nashville.
Well, you look at, too, I mean, you're clearly referencing the Ducks and that series, winning the first two and then coming home, dropping the next two, quickly even the series out, threw home ice out the window there and then brought it back into the equation for Nashville right now. I mean, it's never too early in the playoffs. Every game is a must-win. I think it's a very overused cliche. You want to win every single game you play. Okay, let's put that out there. But for the Preds, you talk about trying to carry that momentum over. There were times I really did like the way they played the Sharks. I thought there were times where they looked like they were getting the opportunities. And I said this on the blog earlier this week, but I'm ready to say Matthias Ekholm has arrived. I've loved the way he's played, the way he's stepped up. You know, he and Roman Josi, in my opinion, have probably been the two best D out there for Nashville. But really, the difference has been, you look at teams that have had the success in the postseason, whether it's in previous years or this year, key names have to step up. Guys have to find the score sheet. You know, Philip Forsberg, I know he's a young player, but you've got to look to Forsberg now to find his way back onto that score sheet. Ryan Johansson, yeah, he picks up a, you know, kind of a garbage time goal there in Game 2, but he's got to be on the sheet in more meaningful ways. I know he picked up an assist on the Ekholm goal, but you need him to be out there. You need Ribeiro to find a way to chip in and not just be silent out there. James Neal has got to do more. These big names for the Preds are the ones, to me, that I need to see more out of these guys than we've seen on the offensive side.
I agree with you there. And I'll throw Shea Weber into that mix as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Shea's a 20-goal scorer. You need him to be highly impactful on the offensive end. You need the power play to get going, and that's where, again, all these guys who you referenced are getting a lot of power play ice time. They need to start converting on that. On the flip side, I think Nashville's best, most consistent line pretty much throughout the playoffs has been that Fisher line, the Fisher with Wilson, Arvidsson. Those guys, I think, have been giving really good energy. Colin Wilson looks creative during this playoff run. He's using speed. He's using size. He's making passes to set guys up. I mean, lost in the way Game 2 ended, man, Colin fed a pass there with, I want to say it's probably right around 6-7 minutes left in regulation, fed a pass across to Fisher, just kind of handcuffed Fish a little bit. But man, if Fish had connected, he had an empty net. I mean, Colin drew the whole defense over, drew the goaltender over to him, and you would have been looking at 2-1 Nashville if that connected. I know it didn't. We know the way the rest of the game played out, but boy, those three to me have really been creative. I'm with you. I need to see more from the top end guys. That's why they're the marquee guys. That's why they're the billboard guys. They need to show up here in Game 3.
And so the real question then to be asked here as we wrap it up is, do the Predators have enough in the tank, whether it's depth, whether it's scoring, whatever they're going to show, can they turn this series around in these next couple of games at home and get back in it?
I think they can. I'm interested to see what changes the coaching staff makes. Another guy who I think I would like to see how he responds is Ryan Ellis. Ellis was very good in round one. He struggled, in my opinion, in in the two games in San Jose. San Jose was just bigger, more physical on him. And I thought he just didn't have the size to be able to hold up on that. How Ryan is able to kind of evolve his game and maybe get into more positional, get himself away from size matchups, I think that will be something that'll help determine how Nashville goes. And I think the way that the coaching staff is able to try to exploit the matchups with the last change to see if they can get especially that Johansson line in some more favorable matchups. So those are a couple of things I'm looking for. Pekka, I mean, early on in the playoffs, some people were questioning whether he was the weak link of the team. I think last two games in that Anaheim series, first two games in the San Jose series, I think he's answered back very resoundingly that that he is still the eraser. He's still the backbone of this team.
But man, I've absolutely loved watching him and Martin Jones duel. And I'll tell you what, Jones has done a lot to establish himself here for the Sharks. In previous years, you look at the Sharks, I mean, whether it was Antti Niemi, Evgeny Nabokov, whoever the goaltender happened to be going into the postseason, for whatever reason, the Sharks didn't always get that regular season effort from their goaltenders, who were always very good, but just for whatever reason, they didn't have that guy who could win them a game, steal them a game, maybe a series. Jones is starting to look a little bit like he could be that guy, and this is probably my favorite goaltending matchup right now of any series going on right now.
Yeah, Martin Jones has been very good. He went toe to toe with Jonathan Quick in the first round, and he's done what he's had to in the first two games of this series. Again, I'd like to see Nashville get more traffic to the front of the net, try to make things uncomfortable for Jones and see if that gets him out of his rhythm. Nashville, when it struggles offensively, tends to be too nice around the crease. And I want to see Nashville get a little bit mean, drive the net more, and see how Jones handles being uncomfortable. See how he handles getting bumped a little bit or having skates in his crease and see if maybe that knocks him out of his rhythm a little bit.
All right. Well, game three is tonight between the Sharks and the Preds. Preds are down 2-0. Coming home, can they turn it around at Bridgestone Arena? We'll find out here this evening. This has been the Talking Puck Podcast with Tom Callahan and Jay Levin.